The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Mr. Barlow, would you please call the roll? Ms. Buckley, will you please call the roll?
One of us will. Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill? Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Echeverria?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. Mr. Barlow, would you read the open public meeting notice?
Certainly, Madam Chair. This meeting is being conducted through the online meeting platform in keeping with the guidelines that have been disseminated by the Department of Community Affairs. The Planning Board has tried its best to comply with the Open Public Meeting Act and the Governor's guidelines as promulgated through the DCA. Anyone that wishes to be heard this evening can. They just have to raise their hand at the appropriate time, and Ms. Buckley will unmute you.
Thank you.
Well, I just flag- for bookkeeping, if you're on a phone and not on a computer, you have to hit star six to unmute yourself, and then we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. The flag is visible over my right shoulder. Can we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance in unison, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. Can we have the swearing in of the officials, of the professionals?
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Barlow, are there any changes to our agenda tonight?
Madam Chair, number 1125 PB0304, Natarajan, which is 83 International and 2 Arlington Place, Block 8604, lots 10.01 and 12, has been postponed to the February 8th, 2025 meeting so that they can perfect their notice.
Is that 2026?
You said February, Tom.
I'm sorry. I apologize. October 8th, 2025.
Okay.
Yay.
So anyone who is here for that matter, it's not going to be heard this evening. It'll be heard on October 8th, 2025. That is the only change, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 8, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on August 13th. Ms. Saunders.
I'm sorry, one second.
There's no resolutions, Madam Chair.
Oh, no.
And you have to pay the bills, number 7.
Okay, then we'll go back to 7. And can I get a motion to pay the duly audited bills, please?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Second? Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, minutes of August 13th.
Madam Chairman Carol Saunders, I'd like to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of August 13th, 2025.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller? Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, we have a discussion this evening.
Yes, Madam Chair, by a referral from the Township Council, Mr. Clarkin's here to discuss his investigation as to whether or not Block 6201, Lot 4.02, commonly known as 30 Knightsbridge Road, meets the criteria to be determined as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Mr. Clarkin?
Good evening, everyone, members of the board.
Good evening.
Let me share my screen and we'll get rolling. All right. So as Mr. Barlow noted, this is tonight I'm going to present my report, my area in need of redevelopment study for block 6201, lot 4.02, better known as 30 Knightsbridge. So to start off, you know, the council adopted resolution number 25-192 to conduct this in need, area in need of redevelopment study, non-condemnation. So I did a formal on-site inspection earlier this summer on June 24th and prepared this report for the board. So to start, I'm gonna do the typical background. So I'm gonna skip over to page 5 of my report. So this property is due west of where Knightsbridge Road intersects Hose Lane, or as we all know it, Route 18. Interstate 287 is very close. If you keep going up Knightsbridge Road, you'll run into the intersection with Centennial, right where the entrance and exit to 287 lies. So oddly enough, the study area is actually split between two of your zones, the BP Business Park Zone and the Light Industrial Zone. Sorry, let me just move this real quick. There we go. And so basically the way it is that the office buildings and some of the parking areas are in the BP zone. And then there's a very large 1,500 parking space area is in the LI5. And this whole area covers about 44.8 acres in size. And the main use on it is a large office park complex as it is today with about 685,233 square feet of office space. So it's really a true office complex in that there are four buildings that are all connected by bridges to basically put it into one large complex. And then in total, there are 2,170 parking spaces. And I think that this is very significant because that basically is one space for every over 300 feet square feet of office space. And I think that's an over park condition as most of your zones and redevelopment areas that we've done over the years really require one space per 200. But before I go any further, I do want to show you the aerial so you can kind of orient yourselves. So as I said, to the east, Knightsbridge meets Route 18 and Piscataway High School is on the other side of that. So here is the 1,500 parking space area. And this is about 22 acres in size. So it's a really sizable portion, almost half of the entire lot. And then here you can kind of see 1, 2, 3, 4 of the office buildings that are all kind of connected, as you can see. And so surrounding land uses to the north and along Knightsbridge are more office complex uses. Over to the west and south, you have an existing residential neighborhood. And then south here is the former Erickson site. So I'm gonna go back to page 5 and we'll keep on going. Let's see here. All right. You're right, so I went through the township building records as usual, and it looks like this was originally developed in 1990. Specifically, it looks like Telcordia was the main anchor tenant at that time. But when you look at the building permits over the last few years, it's almost exclusively interior improvements, like tenant fit outs, alarms, technology, stuff like that. So there's no upgrades been to the overall building itself. Doesn't seem like any property improvements of any note. But definitely going through the historical occupancy, you can see a clear decline starting in the mid 2000s as there's less and less building permits pulled. And also when I went through the rent rolls from the owner, or that the owner was kindly gave to me. So the last time it was fully occupied was in 2005 by AT&T, and they continued to be the anchor tenant until about 2015. And then that's when you really start to see the decline. Especially over the last 2 years, there have been a significant vacancy in the overall complex, but particularly buildings 5 and 6. For whatever reason, they name the buildings 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you hear me say that, I'm just referring to one of the buildings in the complex. So that's a little bit of background on the overall state of where the building is, how big it is. As usual, I do my environmental review. Nothing came up, although there was one hit of 2 minor small areas of wetlands, which I have to say was a little surprising because, let me go back to the map. It basically showed it along this border here. And when I was there, I did not see any standing water or anything that looks like a wetland. However, I'm obviously a planner and not an environmental specialist. So any redeveloper will have to work with DEP to confirm if there are wetlands, but I would be surprised that there are. Other than that, there were no environmental hits of note or associated with the property. All right, hopefully enough jumping around for now. All right, so went over surrounding land uses. So master plan perspective, this definitely, this area needed redevelopment study is consistent with your master plan, as it notes that as vacant developable land diminishes, redevelopment will become more important. And then this is definitely an older area of the township that was developed in 1990, but the residential neighborhood adjacent to that was definitely well established in the 50s and 60s. So I find that this didn't need study and any redevelopment plan would be consistent with your master plan. Okay, so now on to the statutory criteria of my investigation with respect to the property. So as I mentioned, we have 4 buildings. They're each 3 stories high and they're numbered 3, 4, 5, and 6. I went there on a weekday prior to 5 p.m., so during working hours. And I would say the first thing that really stood out to me was the lack of cars there. So as if you remember, I said 2,170 parking spaces. I think I counted a little under 100 cars there at the time I arrived. So it's massively overparked.
Half hour.
And I think may lead itself to the vacant condition of the property. But I went around the exterior building. There's no sign of dilapidation or anything like that. But when I went inside, I definitely found lots of examples of vacant office space or underused office space. And these findings were consistent with those rent rolls that the owner provided me that I mentioned. So it's just about 51% vacant and 49% occupied. So it's just about 50-50, but I find that this is still statistically significant. And this condition has been there for 2 years or more, which is a key purpose or key part of the B criteria, which I'll get to in a little bit. So now I'm just gonna go through some pictures and then I will go through the criteria in more depth. So this is building 5. This was the most vacant. This was about, I think according to the rent rolls, it was like 99% vacant. So no one has been in here for several years. So you can see just empty floor space or even just cubes with no people or equipment or computers in them. So clearly not being used. This is another photograph of building 5. This is pretty typical where you just kind of walk into a floor and it's just open. You know, no one's been in there for a long time. And then these are some of the pictures of the parking lot. So you can really see how many spaces are not being used and how few cars were there on the day of the site inspection. Here are a few others. I found some evidence of dilapidated pavement. Here's another good one. And then there were also lots that just were completely empty, which is to be expected if you only see 100 cars out of 2,000 spaces. This was at the south end of the large parking lot. It just shows, you know, non-permitted storage materials and construction equipment. Since no one's really using the building, you know, people are finding space to use it for other purposes that may not be permitted. Here is building 6. So this is another building where it had vacant spaces, no tenants, you know, vacant public space that wasn't being used at all. So this is the top of building 6, which is the American Standard space. I do want you to note this because I'm going to dive into this a little bit more because they spent a lot of money remodeling it and never occupied it. So it probably looks a little old because it's been a couple of years, but they spent a lot of money remodeling this and getting it ready, but never occupied it. So these are more pictures of the space. and a couple more. So basically the entire 60,000 square foot space on this third floor of building six was like this. So mm-hmm. definitely a significant vacancy. Here in building four, you see one space occupied tenant, but no employees seen. And then this continues throughout all the buildings, three, four, five, six, lots of vacant space and open floors. So how does this relate to the statutory criteria for the in-need study? So B criteria reads the discontinuance of the use of a building or buildings used for commercial, retail, office parks, manufacturing, or industrial purposes, the abandonment of such building or buildings, significant vacancies for at least two consecutive years, or the same being allowed to fall into so great a state of disrepair as to be untenantable. So based on the evidence gathered and the photos that you just saw, I feel that this meets the B criteria, as you have over 50% vacancy, which is significant, and also abandonment for at least two consecutive years in those buildings. So I'm going to go through a couple. I want to hit at least 5 to 6 points, and I'll try and be brief, but I just want to make sure I get all this on the record. Sorry, went a little too far. So on bottom of page 21 is where I'm starting. So I'm starting with the vacancy rate. So it should be noted that each building was in a different state of vacancy. So as I mentioned, building five had 99% vacancy rate. Building six had 93% vacancy rate. So about 50,000 square feet being vacant out of the total 81,000. And then buildings three and four were the ones that were actually still mostly occupied, but still had some vacant spaces. So that's why it's about a 51-49 split. But this condition has lasted for two consecutive years, so that meets the B criteria. But I found some other observations that I wanted to bring to your attention, most specifically the fact that only, or really the overwhelming non-use of the 2000 space parking areas. I think combining that observation with very few office workers when I was there, shows that there's actually some possibly abandonment by either the company or even possibly employees. You know, they're clearly choosing to work from home. And there was not evidence of enough workers there to fill what the lease space was, which is about 340,000 square feet. So I think there's a case of employees abandoning their workspaces, even if partially, since they can work from home. So I think that's significant because the true vacancy rate, so lease space versus what is actually being used, is much different and very significant to such a degree that it reinforces meeting this B criteria. All right, so that's number two. Number three, back to American standards. So I mentioned that they spent a lot of money. So unfortunately, they're renovating the space during the COVID-19 pandemic and spent millions of dollars on it. And then as soon as it was done, they promptly informed the property manager that they would never occupy the space. So no employee has stepped foot in there since 2021. So even though they're making their lease payments, it's clear that they've abandoned the space. You know, no employees ever moved in. They spent a lot of money, but it didn't matter. And they also informed the property manager that they won't renew the lease. So I think this is a clear sign of abandonment, which is a key part of the B criteria. Three more quick facts that I want to get on the record. We've learned that this property is actually in foreclosure. So foreclosure documents were filed in New Jersey Superior Court because of alleged inability to make payments. So after reviewing the foreclosure documents that were filed, it seems that, so this was in March of this year. So it seems that they're alleging that $55 million is owed and only $2 million the loan have been paid back to the lender. So that is very significant. And I think it really shows that the vacancy is so bad that they cannot pay the rent. The rent income is not covering the finances needed to make the loan payments back. So that's very significant. And unfortunately, to exacerbate this foreclosure and vacancy rate even further is the fact that the property management company has been informed that several leases, at least four in this year and next, will be terminated and not renewed. Now, this is technically a future condition, but I think what is true today, and that's key because my investigation has to happen in the present, is that these are formal statements of intent that have happened today, and it really reflects the extremely stressed office space real estate market. And the point being that, you know, this vacancy will not turn around. It's, you know, work from home, AI are definitely changing the way we work every day. And it's just, there's too much supply of office space and too little demand. And so I think, one more is that I went through the police records. There really was nothing there, parking violations, alarms going off, nothing of note. But when you look at the permits that were pulled, there were only three in 2023. And no new tenant work in the last 2 years. So I think that's just another affirmation that there's been no investment in this property and that the vacancy is very significant. There's been abandonment and the use has been discontinued over 2 years. So put all that together. I know that was a lot. I can answer questions at the end. I feel that this is my professional opinion, that the study area meets the B criteria. I also found that I met the D criteria, which is more about faulty arrangement, obsolescence, other obsolete natures that it's so bad that it's having a negative impact on the community. And so I found that because I mentioned that it's roughly 22 acres of parking. So when you take, it's roughly 4% of those spaces were being used during normal business hours. So that's clearly overparked, it's obsolete, it's a faulty layout, and it's really an underutilization of developable land. So since it's oversized, it's got excessive land coverage, the obsolete nature of the office building and its huge parking areas just means that the study area is obsolete and meets criteria D. And this condition of the property is detrimental to the welfare of the community because reasonable productivity has worsened, causing negative impacts on the economic well-being of the community. But also you have diminishing land values, declining rate, tax rateables, and a lack of employees using township businesses. So you put all that together, I think that the obsolete nature and faulty arrangement of this property is detrimental to the community. So therefore, I find that it meets criteria D. So in summation, I also said that the property meets the H criteria, which if you remember is the smart planning one. I'm basing this on the fact that the study area can easily use existing infrastructure, such as federal state highways, availability of key utilities, such as electric, natural gas, water, and sewer. And so redeveloping this would be very beneficial from a smart growth and planning perspective. So it's recommended that the Piscataway Township Planning Board and the Township Council determine that the study area is a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment based on the fact that this property meets criteria B, D, and H of the local redevelopment and housing law. I know I went a little fast, but I'm happy to answer any questions. Stop sharing.
Okay. Members of the board, do you have any other questions for Mr. Cawthorne?
I don't have a question, Madam Chair, but just a short comment that this site, as well as the old Erickson site, at one time had over 12 or 13,000 telecommunication employees. So, I mean, we still, telecommunications is still our primary revenue generator for the town and in the corporate community, but that just goes to show how much it has contracted over the last 25, 30 years because of improvements in technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need that many employees anymore. I mean, we see it every day in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we call it progress.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions from the board?
Just one comment I'd like to make, because I go through there quite a bit every day for the last, 10 years or so. And every time I go through, I see the decline, less and less cars, and leaving unvacant land. You look out the parking lot, nobody takes care of it. The buildings are vacant, and inside those buildings, they get mold and everything. But thank God he didn't find any mold or anything inside. So why should we have vacant land that can be usable for something else, a new type of development? I think this is a good thing. We don't need to have vacant land in this community. I think redevelopment is in order.
No. Madam Chair, I also want to point out what Mr. Clarkin said. The fact that American Standard spent millions of dollars to renovate an area that they were going to lease out and never stepped foot in it says it all.
And paid the rent.
Yeah, that was definitely the most surprising finding.
Yeah. And then they're walking away.
I used to work in that building for until about 2007, and we left because it was outdated.
There you go.
I think we should open it up to the public then. Members of the public, if you have any comments or questions of Mr. Clarkin's testimony, would you indicate by either raising your hand or
you can unmute by hitting star six if you're on the phone, or raise your hand on the bottom. Here we go. Okay, we have Tomas.
Load, sir.
Hello, everybody. It looks like I cannot turn on my camera, so I apologize for that, but I don't see an option here for that. So, Mr. Clarkin, I'm not...
Sir, just real quick, just so we have it for the minutes, could you state your name and your address for the record?
Sure. I thought it was already said. My name is Tomas Glatzer, and I live at 817 Shirley Parkway, very close to the study area.
Okay, thank you. What would you like to say, sir?
It's a question, just curiosity. So, Mr. Clarkin, I'm not disputing anything you said, because as I said, I live next door, so I know exactly that what you said is true. But just out of curiosity, what day of the week was that when you visited the site?
I want to say a third. Here, you know what? Why don't I just look at the calendar?
Yeah,
instead of guessing. Looks like a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Any other members of the public wish to ask a question or give a statement at this time?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. Well, you've heard this testimony. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion as to whether this is an area, a non-condemnation area in need of development?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'd like to make that motion recommending that the property be designated as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment.
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Let's have a roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I believe there's also a resolution with regards to saying, recommending that to the Township Council. Ms. Saunders.
Ms. Saunders, do you have a resolution?
Okay. Give me one sec.
That property reminded me of something out of Severance, if any of you watched that show on Apple.
I haven't watched that one yet. I've heard of it. Oh, okay. Yes, I do. Okay,
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize a resolution recommending non-condemnation and area of in need of redevelopment.
Do I have a second?
For 30 Knightsbridge.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, Madam Chair, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, I think we're at the end of our agenda. We've paid the bills. Our next site plan meeting will be on September the 4th. Do I have a motion to... excuse me? Do we have a motion to...
24.
Adjourn.
Yeah, the next workshop meeting, September 24th.
September the 24th. I didn't say, I thought I said
Yeah, you said the 4th. We passed that.
Sorry, 24th. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Carol Saunders, I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Jack in a second.
Okay. All in favor? Meeting adjourned.
Adjourned. Have a good night, everyone.